Blog Talk Radio.
Did that.
Do you want me to say it again?
It seems so long ago. Oh, yeah. Aw. Now, if you could teach all the guys to do that, that'd be great.
Right? I know. Why don't guys, like, address it properly? What the fuck?
Right?
Ugh. Yeah. Damn kid.
Fucking men.
Okay, so I need to know what's the story with this Adele song, because seriously, like, Adele... Do I need to just, like, swing over with a bunch of antidepressants or what?
I don't know. Like, okay, so I was like...
She sings that makes you just, like, feel perky. Not one. There's no...
Well, I don't know, man. This song is, like, I don't know. It's dope. Like, I just keep listening to it over and over and over. It's on repeat right now in my car. Like,
why? Do you hate life? Are you going to become emo? Are you going to start cutting now, too? Do I need to, like, move all the knives in your house or what? I'm sorry, kid.
It's a good song. I don't know. It's a really good song.
It's a good song. Really? Oh, okay. Well, when you die, can I have your car?
fuck no, you can't have my truckie.
I'm gonna start calling dibs on your shit right now if you keep listening.
Okay, so what's the deal with this? Because I've got like 4 people trying to listen, and they can't find it.
What do you mean they can't find it?
So, okay. Apparently, when you go under Blog Talk Radio, I don't know, where do you go from there?
Did they not follow the link that was posted on Facebook?
Yeah, they all did.
Okay, and what's the problem?
I don't know.
It might be confused because it says Tool Chicks, because I couldn't change that.
It says what?
Two Cool Chicks? Because that was the original show name. And it just wouldn't let me change some of the stuff.
Got it.
Yeah, it was supposed to be just a point, click, and play.
Point, click, play.
Supposed to be easy.
It's not easy. Anyways. So, yeah. So, I kind of found a Facebook post interesting earlier, and it was from a male.
Okay.
And I'm going to pull it up right quick, and it just kind of made me think of something that we should discuss, because it's not usual for us to find males that post such stuff. So, I was going to post one thing I wish. No, it's not bad. It says, one thing I wish is people would be honest, because it would make things so much easier. The truth might hurt, but it doesn't hurt as much as knowing that you lied. And I would respect you a lot more if you were just honest with me, because when I thought things were actually going good for once, you ended up being a snake in the grass. I'm starting to wonder what's wrong with me, or is there some sort of lie sign stuck on my back? Now, right, normally chicks post shit like that, which is totally fine that a dude posted it, but it just kind of brings you back to, like, it's so true. There's so much truth behind it, because people, you know, just can't seem to get their shit together.
Right.
But, like, it's very true. Like, why don't, like, okay, if you're hiding something or your feelings, like, about how you feel about somebody, whichever one, just fucking say how you feel, or, like, come out with the fucking truth, because it's very true. No one likes to be lied to, and if you find out someone's lying, and then you find out the truth the hard way, why can't you just be honest from the get-go?
True. That's a really good question. And, you know, there's so many. Oh, so many. I don't really understand why people feel the need to think that they're slick and lie, and then you're just like, oh, guess what? Found you. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, one of my AOW brothers that posted it, so I was like, him and I were talking earlier, and I was like, dude, you're fucking Facebook. I'm like, that gave me a fucking idea. Like, there's so many people that lie. And, like, thing is if you're honest, like me, you're considered a fucking asshole. So I gotta be the fucking asshole that's running around telling everyone the truth. And, like I've said so many times, if you want to know the truth, like, say you're, like, the stupid, I love you, Tracy, you shop all the time, but chicks that want to go shopping, I will be the friend that will be like, no, fucking go back in, take that shit off, you look like shit, don't do it, just don't do it, don't buy it, because I don't want to walk around with a friend that's wearing some frumpy ass shit that she shouldn't fucking be wearing.
Right.
And if you're honest, apparently, that makes you a fucking asshole, and if I'm a fucking asshole for being honest, and, you know, being the person that hurts your fucking feelings, then I would rather do that. I wouldn't want somebody to, you know, let me walk around looking like shit.
Right. Oh, gosh. I guess, Maybe I need to take a page from your book, because I've today had a very, it was very amusing. I thought this one guy that he's supposed to be a real estate client for me, but he sent me a text this morning asking me to fly to San Diego with him this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
After I got done laughing hysterically, I was like, I'm busy doing stuff all weekend. I can't go. But I was trying to be really nice because, you know, I still want to work with this person because, well, I like money. But I'm just trying to find nice ways to not be a total.
Oh, God, I can...
You just have to be like a total bitch and be like, look, dude, never going to happen. You touch me, I'm going to break your fucking hand. And that's just how it's going to go. I don't want to be mean, but I feel like there's certain personality types that will push me to the point where I'm like, dude, never going to happen. Okay. You got to be this tall to ride this ride or even have a shot at riding this ride. And if you do not meet those height requirements or size requirements, it's not going to happen. I mean,
right. Here's the thing. So everybody knows that I'm nice. I will go over, above, and beyond and backwards and take my shirt off of my fucking back for you and give you my last $10 if I have it. Mm-hmm. Now, with that said, that comes with a price. Because being a nice female, people tend to think I'm coming off as flirting.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So,
my dick. No.
Who said hi?
What? It's like if you say hi, every guy is like, she wants my dick. No. No.
Right.
That's not it.
Yeah.
Like, over,
so. Right. So, that's the thing, is, like, all of a sudden, you're coming off as, you know, this flirtatious person, and people think that you're flirting when you're quite literally just being nice and trying to be there for somebody. Now, if you think that every fucking person that's nice to you wants you, you really need some sort of mental health.
Yeah. It's called narcissism. But I'm sure it applies to everybody else in the world but them. Because that's usually how it goes.
Yeah, I don't fucking get it. Apparently you can't be nice anymore. You just gotta be one big fucking giant asshole.
Definitely. I just don't want to be a dick all the time. I kind of wanted to take a break from doing that. People aren't giving me much to work with.
Pretty much. I don't know, apparently it keeps saying Cool Chick Radio chatting with Shari and Tracy.
Yeah.
But it's pulling up all the old shows, not the new shows.
There should be a
reason. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's supposed to be pretty simple.
It's not fucking simple, God damn it. Technology's fucking retarded.
It's supposed to be follow the link. I don't know.
Okay.
We
figured it out. We got this. All right.
You got it?
So anyways, yeah. So, I don't know. If you can't fucking handle the fact that people are just trying to be genuinely nice to you and you take that as everyone's fucking flirting with you, then, yeah. You got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I really think we need to do some PSAs for men, because I'm getting to the point where I would just, like, strangle some people. Now, okay, so there's an event that I'm going to be attending, and instantly it's apparently, like, I don't know, like, people come out of the woodwork and they're like, hey, let's sleep together. Not going to happen. Where, okay, you know how we use the term nice pants want to fuck? It's not literal. Like, I really don't want to. No. Like, it's a fucking joke, people. Get it through your head.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really think that just going, hey, want to have sex is going to work, if it works for you, more power to you, bro. But it ain't going to fucking work for me.
Okay, but here's the thing. Those same guys that do that are the same guys who will complain about the quality, and I'm using air quotes, you can't see me, but I'm using them. They complain about the quality of women in their lives.
Right.
Fucking genius. I'm just going to throw it out there. You know, maybe maybe, I don't know, like, have a discussion, like, figure out if Susie can actually put two fucking words together before you take her clothes off. I'm just saying, because eventually the duty is going to be done, and, like, she's going to want to talk, and pretty soon you're going to figure out you want to punch her in the face because she's dumb as a box of rocks, but, hey, you know what? You laid the pipe like a stud. Good job. Now she's crazy and she's going to kill you. Awesome. Hope it was worth it.
Five strike cracker. Here's the other thing. For women like me and Tracy, if we have a lot of guy friends, that doesn't put the meme of throwing a bunch of hot dogs in a chick's face that she wants to suck out of everyone's dick. Not going to happen. No. No. We are the go-to for all men because we are great therapists. Okay, here's the thing. Why are we so good giving dudes advice? We can't ever fucking get any. I'm every dude's best friend. I get all like the, Angela, she wants this. Angela, I had a really good threesome last night, but blah, 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 blah. Like, okay, bro, get cool. Like, awesome. More power to you. I'm not quite sure why you're complaining that you just had sex with two females, but I mean, if you want to complain about it, cool.
Right.
But I'm not even in a fucking relationship. How the fuck are you taking advice from somebody that doesn't even have a relationship?
That was my question. I'm like, I can't give you advice. I don't know. Sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I can wing it. I can tell you what I would think I would do in that situation. However, I don't actually know what I would do in that situation because I've never been in that situation. So.
You've never, okay. You've never been in what situation?
There's a lot of situations I haven't been in. Like, you know, people are...
Well, we all know you haven't been empowered. So, I mean, there is that.
What?
We all know that you have not been Eiffel Towered.
No, absolutely not. Because somebody actually had to show me what it was. I had no idea.
That's so funny. Oh, I cannot believe you didn't know what an Eiffel Tower was.
Sorry. I am that girl.
Oh, my God. Have you ever had a threesome, Tracy?
No. Mm-mm. Nope. Haven't even been close to being in the situation that would happen.
Way to make me feel like a whore.
Well, that's just me, though. I'm very... And it weirds people out because I'm trying to explain to them, look, you know, I am aggressive in many aspects of my life, but when it comes to male-female physical attraction, God forbid romantic, and God help me feelings, I am not aggressive at all. I am probably the least aggressive person you'll ever meet in your entire life unless I'm pissed, in which case then you just want to hide. But still, I find it very amusing because a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, you're having sex all the time. I'm like, no, actually, I'm not. Not even close. Like, this doesn't. I just don't get to that point. I just don't.
Oh, Tracy.
What?
You're funny.
I am so lame because I work. And I find comfort in work because I understand it. And when it comes to feelings freak me out. And I admit, I am the queen of running. I think we can all agree there is nobody in the world better than running in any type of feeling situation.
I gave you, did you go to that thing this weekend? No.
What? No, I didn't. Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. Sure didn't.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I give you advice, and it's like talking to a wall.
But okay. But I need you to come somewhere with me. I need you to do something with me on Sunday because I put myself in a different situation.
Oh, good.
Kind of.
Where are we going on Sunday? Now, Tracy, you do realize you asked me to do something with you. It's gonna fucking happen.
Yeah, I know, but this one I have to do. Like, I'm committed to this. Really? I can't back out.
What are we committing to? Ooh, I want to be an instigator. What are we agreeing to? What am I going to?
We're going to a football game.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Because I'm taping a segment for Twin Cities Weekend there.
Yeah, but who's going to be there?
People. And camera crews and stuff.
Okay, no, hold on. What boy are you interested in that I have to hold your hand for?
Let's not say that phrase. Because that's a no-fly zone. Just an interesting... Interesting topic.
Tracy, you're going to bring me around a bunch of football boys?
Uh-huh. Yep.
I am not responsible for the things that will come out of my mouth.
I know.
No, fuck it. I take full responsibility for it. I don't give a shit.
You're like, nope, I'm going to own everything. Every fucking thing I say, I'm going to own it. I'm going to own it.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But yeah, no, it'll be a really good episode. A really good segment. It's going to be super fun.
You want me to be a... Can I be on TV with you?
Can you what?
Can I be on TV with you?
Sure.
You know you want to. Oh,
I'm
fuck
sure
yeah.
I mean
I've only shot a couple commercials. I mean, it's cool.
I know. You can handle it.
I can do commercials, and I have done fucking senator speeches. So, you know, I'm all for being on TV.
I know. Kind of a big deal.
So when I ask a guy about jock itch while we're on TV, is that a problem?
Oh, my God. Let's do it.
Like, so how is that jock spray hanging for you?
I'm just wondering what kind of athlete you have to be to get athlete's foot. Do you have to be good, or can you just suck and just have stinky feet?
So, does that mean that I get to fuck with them because I played football for the Vixens?
I think that would actually be hilarious.
Do you think one of them? Do I have what?
Do you still have your helmet?
I still have all of my gear. That shit cost me $3,000. Do you really think that I'm going to give it up?
Okay. So
probably not.
You're going to bring it with on Sunday? Oh my God, this is going to be like absolutely amazing. So,
do you just want me to go in my turkey?
You're going to be dressed. And I am going to have...
Oh.
I'm going to work you and my co-host Tom. You guys are going to run drills. But you're going to run it with your helmet on the entire time. And then we're going to take it off, and we're going to get footage of them seeing, like, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Or you take it off after you hit somebody the first time, you take off your helmet, and everybody's like, what the fuck?
Should I take it off and throw it on the ground and be like, what?
Oh, my God, I would die. That would be absolutely
I would
amazing.
Die. Oh,
okay. Okay, so that's what we're going to be doing.
Only I will do it if you play Eye of the Tiger.
I will absolutely play Eye of the Tiger. And I will.
All right, well, I will bring my speaker.
Huh?
I'll bring my sound bar speaker so you can totally play Eye of the Tiger.
Oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm absolutely going to die. This is going to be epic.
Can I tackle the biggest guy?
Yup.
Let me tackle a linebacker. Them fuckers, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. They're fun to tackle. I miss playing football. I should try out again next year.
You have to sign a waiver that if you get hurt, it's not my fault.
How would I get hurt? Don't answer that. Okay. Actually, I won't be drunk, so I won't get hurt. I can get drunk, and then I won't feel it if I get hurt, and then I'll just drink some more. Can I be drunk?
Why not? There's no rules.
All right.
Even better. We're kind of winning it.
I don't have a filter anyway, so, you know, if I...
Oh my god, it's going to be so amazing. Oh, I'm so excited, I'm not even going to lie. I'm all giddy.
Alright, so I have to say, hello to my AOW family, because they just freaking all posted links and shit that I'm on. But don't judge me for what the fuck is coming out of my mouth. It's just natural. Anyways, so...
Hi, guys.
So evidently, I'm going to go play football. I haven't played football in a year.
Are y'all like...
It was probably because... I am, dude. I would love more than anything to... Okay, now, the reason why Angela decided to play football... Because Angela is a very aggressive person and loves to physically tackle people. And anybody who knows anything about football, if you have, like, the helmet shit on and all that shit, you know guys talk shit. No, girls are fucking ruthless. The shit that females do to each other is ungodly. Like, it's worse than bar fight material. Like, I tackled this one bitch, and she's like, you fucking blah, 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 and, like, she went the fuck off. I looked at her, and being the, I don't know, half male that I am, I don't fucking know. I looked at the chick with both of my fingers. I had my pointer and my middle finger. I looked at her, I'm like, you're fucking dead. So the next lineup we go, and she's like, you can't fucking take me three. You can't fucking take me. I'm like, bitch, really? All right, I ain't going to say shit. I picked her up by her fucking knees. Picked her up by her fucking knees, laid her out, looked at her, and I was like, eat a fucking dick, bitch. Because, you know, I'm nice like that. She couldn't even talk. I knocked the wind out of her. She had no words. I was like, yeah, probably not someone you really want to fuck with. Not today.
Well, I know it was the Vixens, right, that we interviewed?
Yeah.
That was
the team that I played for.
They were so sweet when they invited me to come and try out. And I was like, oh, yeah, absolutely not. Nope. Because there's more people like you on the team. They would hurt me a lot.
More people like me? What are you saying?
You're angry. That's your really...
Tracy, you have a tattoo on you. But you have a tattoo. Don't be a girl. Don't be a girl.
I know. Okay. All right. Well, when the next tryouts, I'll do it.
Yeah, right.
I'll have to have my nails cut down a little bit, but I'll do it.
So you're going to come try out in January when it's negative 30 degrees outside, and you're going to come do drills with me.
Is there a different time that I can do that? Because I really don't like being that cold.
Fuck no. Come on,
y'all. Get a VIP tryout. I'm pretty
Oh my god. This is the thing that I tell everybody when I do this show. They're like, I can only imagine the shit that comes out of your mouth. I'm like, okay, well, yeah, but the person that I do the show with is the polar fucking opposite of me.
I'm going to message them right now and ask if I can get a private tryout.
Oh my god.
When does their season start? Oh. Home opener April 16th. Well, that's not a whole lot of time.
Yeah, tryouts are done. Like, you do realize that training is from, like, January to April. Like, you have to do, like, CrossFit and all this bullshit. And being a smoker, it's so much fun. But, yeah.
Can I just say one thing real quick? I'm looking at the pictures of the loosely called girls on the team. They seem to like
loosely called girls.
there's a couple I'm kind of questioning, but whatever.
Hey, I was one of two straight girls on that team. Now, I love my lesbians, just saying, but I was one of two straight girls on that team. The one chick, our quarterback is 6'6", and she is like a fucking, I don't even know, like she's just fucking, I don't know. She's, yeah, I can't even say it with being nice. I gotta think of a nice term. She's a brick house. There we go. We're gonna go with brick house. However,
they were all super nice. Yeah. I'm trying to find a really nice way to say this.
Can you what?
Can you truck?
What about my truck?
No, I would request changing in my truck. They are not small. They are big. They're big, angry women. And I don't care if they're gay, straight, tri, bi, whatever they are. Fucking para. They're big, angry women. They're male.
Why do we have to be classified as angry?
Have you seen that?
I play football with them.
They seem like they're coming.
Okay. So, we're going to change the topic because I just got asked a question. Tracy.
Oh, goodness sakes. What's the question?
I should use your show to find a good crazy chick. Oh, I know a couple of those. Do you know a couple of those?
Next.
Now, what? Okay, all right. You guys type me back now.
Okay, wait.
He's listening.
Okay, I need to know what kind of crazy he's looking for. Is he looking for, like, wear your skin as a suit kind of crazy? Or cyber stalk you kind of crazy? Follow you to work and sit outside while you work kind of crazy? Become best friends with your mom kind of crazy? Become best friends with your ex-girlfriend kind of crazy? Copy the look for all of your ex-girlfriends kind of crazy? I mean, what kind of crazy are we looking
for? I think he might be going for the kind of crazy where on the first date they wear your face as a t-shirt. Or, the one that does the, like, matching babies, like, takes your face and their face and then puts your face and their face into, like, the baby-making thing. And they can have a whole family portrait for you.
I'm in. I'll do it. I wear a wedding dress for the first date. Let's do this. We'll Photoshop it. Have a whole book together. Done.
I still think we need to do the blind date thing.
Blind date thing?
Yeah, like where we go to the, whatever you wear, the fast dating bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should do that. I think you and I should go, yeah, speed dating. That's the fucking word for it.
Okay.
I think we should go. I don't even know if I could. I would be such a cunt if I did that. I really would. I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. I drive a truck and live on a farm and take care of 3 kids and run a business all by myself. What do you do? Oh, you sit in an office all day. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, that's so sweet. You live in your mom's basement and you play Xbox all day. Awesome. Next. he's a... Wait. He's a freelance... political representative in a gay community. That sounds like a winner. Or it sounds like a drug dealer behind bars. Whatever.
Apparently we turned him off from the types of crazy we threw out there. I don't know what happened.
He's probably trying to figure out which kind he's really looking for.
Oh, I think he might be looking for the kind where you have to say, hey, instead of sending me a selfie, can you open your medicine cabinet and take a picture?
Oh, yeah. crazy and you know it, shake your pill.
Yes. Oh, I guess those ones are out too. Well, what the fuck?
Well, what the hell?
You can't even fucking win. I can find you a patch jumper.
Ooh, we forgot one.
Ooh, ooh, we can get a groupie. I know lots of groupies. Ooh, so the last time, okay, the nice bitch that I am, I asked this girl, I was like, so why do you sleep with so many guys in the scene? And her response was, well, I'm from Wisconsin and everybody sleeps with everybody.
Ew.
So can you, and she didn't even see it as a problem. She was just like, oh, you know, it happens. Like it was fucking putting peanut butter and jelly on a fucking piece of bread. Like, it was nothing. Okay. Like, it was something you do every day. Like, you know, we all sleep with each other. So that makes it okay to be a hoe. I mean, shit, had I fucking known.
So if you go to Wisconsin, you can sleep with anyone.
I guess. We live in the wrong state. I guess.
Live there or just visit there? Because now I'm thinking first dates need to be in Wisconsin.
Yes. First dates in Wisconsin. I'm sure. Okay. Tracy, I'm sure we could done find someone with a pretty male.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, do y'all got teeth or do you got taste? Because I'm not quite sure what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
You done got yourself a pretty smile.
Why do I hear banjo? I don't understand.
I reckon I'm getting too good at this southern accent.
Oh my god, that's fine.
I can't even go to the bar. There is one bar in this state that I cannot go to because of I convinced a guy that I had a British accent for an hour. So, yeah. And every time I go there, I'm known as the chick with the accent game because I run around with cards and make everybody have fun because I got ADD like that and I can't just go to a bar and be normal. No. I can't do that. I have to go with activities because either I'm high or I'm drunk. So, I mean, really, I'm a good time all the way around.
Oh, my God. You're the good time girl. Hey. Hey, boo, hey.
Hey, boo, hey. Or, I'm not even going to go there. I want to go where? I want to go to Wisconsin.
Well, if everybody's having sex in Wisconsin, I'm going to Wisconsin. I'm just kidding.
Who needs porn when you have Wisconsin?
When you have a what?
Said, who needs porn when you have Wisconsin?
Oh, right. How is that not the porn mecca of the world? Ew.
No shit. This is bullshit. I feel really fucking ripped off right now.
Okay. I just have a quick question about that. If Wisconsin is so hot, how come they don't have cheerleaders?
How come they don't have what?
Why don't they have cheerleaders? Because they got like 1, 2, 3
Probably because they're all pregnant.
Well, yeah. With their brothers. Ew. Fucking gross. Wisconsin's like the Kentucky of the Midwest. Drive through it. You just hear banjos.
So apparently I'm supposed to live in California because that's where all the big tits are at. Well, what the fuck? God damn it. I can't fucking win. So I just got sent this map.
Okay.
And apparently Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wisconsin are all female friendly.
When compared to a woman...
elsewhere in the United States. So apparently we're female friendly. Bitches are fucking bitches up here. Apparently California is classified as big tits. So I need to go there because I don't fit in here.
How could you not
God fit in
here?
I'm
so confused.
This is bullshit. Most watched porn by women. All right, I'm going to send you this link. I'm going to let you look at it.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Okay. Sweet baby Jesus. All right. Not really sure what the fuck we're looking at, but there you go.
Oh, boy. All right.
Apparently.
Oh, it's a whole map.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, we're supposed to send the crazy bitches over the other way, too. Okay, so both people typing me want crazy bitches. So.
Okay.
If you're crazy, shake your poo. Send us an email to coolchickradio03@yahoo.com. We have some single bachelors that are looking for some crazy broads. Send us your application and a picture of your medicine cabinet.
So there's big dick. Looks like Alaska?
Okay. Apparently it's the most watched porn categories by women.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm in the wrong state. I don't know. Google it. Never heard of fucking Ebony.
What is hentai? Okay, I'm going to Google hentai. I don't know what that is. Oh, my poor phone.
Oh, my It's not like looking up the blue waffle, Tracy. It's okay. The blue waffle was amazing.
Yeah, I'm not scarred from that. A subgenre.
Ebony means black.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's Japanese sex.
Oh, yeah.
Japanese.
That's where they talk about the cream of some yum guy.
Japanese genre of manga and anime. Oh, gross! It's not even real porn.
Give me
you should be shit.
Fucking failure. You're going to watch
failure.
Porn, do it right, goddamn it.
You're going to watch cartoon porn? Fucking perverts. That's just gross.
What the fuck?
That's just
if you're gonna watch porn, right?
There goes Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, no shit, right? What the fuck?
Nope, just change that for me, asshole. So wrong.
I'm never gonna look at Teen Titans the same.
That's it. Done. This bullshit. Thanks for that. Hard for life. Who wants to be mentioned?
Way to go, a name that shall not be mentioned. I mean, really, really.
A lot of people like.
I don't know.
Female.
I don't watch porn, so.
Oh. I get it.
I swear to God, I am the only one of my friends. Now, mind you. I've done a lot of shit in my day. I can say my day now because I'm going on 30. What the fuck?
Oh,
anyways,
Jesus.
But I've done a lot of shit in my day. But I've never watched porn. I don't need to watch porn because I don't understand the point in watching people have sex when you should be the one having it. Even if I'm not getting laid, I don't need to watch porn because that's just weird.
You've never actually watched porn?
No, I've never in my life watched porn. And I can say that proudly.
Do you want to?
I have enough of an imagination. Fuck no, I have enough of an imagination. I don't need fucking porn.
Oh, I didn't say it's good. It's funny.
I feel like people are learning a lot about me right now that I'm not sure I wanted them to know. But what the fuck ever, we're human.
Education has now begun. Professor Angela... Congratulations.
Wow. I feel like a nun. You're Sister Angela. Let's not say that right now. Let's just not. Incest!
Ah! Next no. week, we will cover bondage.
What are you saying?
Next week, we'll cover bondage.
Hey, bondage is the shit. Shut the fuck up.
What?
I get all 50 Shades and Grey with that shit. Whatever. It's cool.
Really?
Fuck yeah! Are you serious?
I feel like I'm grey adjacent. I'm happy if somebody pulled my hair. I mean, I'm so sheltered. I try. I give it heck. But, yeah.
No, see, you're not gonna, I don't know, there's different things, you know, you can't, like, you can pull hair, you can spank, you can do all that stuff, but you, I don't know, there's a fine line in that stuff.
I did learn the hard way, do not use an entire roll of that bondage tape to make a bikini top, because it hurts.
Duh.
No, it doesn't breathe. It it's kind of like shrink wrap, so the hotter you get, the tighter it gets, and that's not comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like there was no heads up with that. There was they just gave me that and scissors, and they're like, here you go. Awesome, you can't do that. I'll be like, oh, hey, yay! No, that's gone.
How does it feel taking that off?
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to lie, when I had somebody else cut me out of it because I wasn't patient enough to unwrap it, it was, oh my God, it was the best feeling ever. I was like, ah! You know, after a really long day, and you've had, like, awful leg prisons on, and you take your pants off and you, like, can whip your bra off, it was like that.
Wow. I wouldn't know. I don't know what the fuck a leg prison is.
Pants.
Oh, okay. I don't know, like, you're all, like, girly and shit, so.
Someday, yes, I am.
You're gonna let girls be classified as girly who wear, like, band t-shirts and jeans?
Well, yeah, because you do your makeup and stuff.
I do my hair and my makeup. Just because I wear black tank tops and band shirts doesn't mean anything.
I feel like we balance each other out because there's some days that I won't shower or put on makeup and I'll pile my hair on top of my head and be like, go to hell. I hate everybody. And those are the days.
Oh, I don't do that.
Pants, and I don't care. I'm like, what are you going to do? Judge me? I don't give a shit. Go ahead.
If I leave my house at all, I do my hair and makeup. But if I'm at home, I will not do my hair and makeup. Not to say that the makeup from the day before doesn't look on point and I still look good. However, I only wear jeans when I go places. I mean.
Okay, so I have a question. When you were playing football,
oh God.
Did you wear makeup?
Yeah.
Did you? I figured you would.
When I went to tryouts, I wore makeup. And I looked. No, I never really did my hair because my hair was shorter then. So I just put my helmet on.
Okay. Am I going
to... And then I built my helmet.
So Sunday we're going to have to show up early, but we'll get that coordinated because it's going to be amazing.
I was asked to go to a rodeo on Saturday. Now... Can you, just because I have a farm and chickens and dogs and cats and shit and fuck and whatever, and I might own a pair of cowboy boots for said farm, does not mean that I want to go hang out at the rodeo.
Ooh, I will.
Can you imagine me at a rodeo?
That'd be awesome.
Oh, fuck, I probably should. I should go to a rodeo, because I get fucking trashed. Well, that could be kind of fun, now that I think about it. But I feel like bad decisions are to be had this weekend.
Uh-oh.
It's been a while since I made any fun choices.
Me too.
The what fuck did I do last weekend?
I don't know.
Oh, Anti-Star. Anti-Star is having their CD release party on Saturday evening at the park. Because, you know, Pickle Park had to change its name to The Park. Not sure why.
Is it this Saturday, like a few days now?
Yeah, like Saturday, as in like the Saturday on the 9th.
Got ya.
Starting at 9 o'clock, you can go ahead and get your tickets at the door for $10. Gabriel and the Apocalypse are doing them.
Very cool. I know, I thought I saw something for Smiling Politely. But they're doing something on right.
Ashes from Stone and Sin City Escape are playing also.
Cool.
You can check them out on Facebook.
On Facebook?
On the book.
The book is a page.
Yeah.
Good deal.
I don't know. My fucking roommates are in Ashes from Stone, and I'm not going to their show. Which I totally would if I wasn't going to Anti-Star, but Anti-Star I'm kind of dedicated to.
Okay, as long as you're able to get up and go to the thing that morning.
What makes you think that I would not wake up on Sunday?
A hangover?
That's when you just do the hair of the dog, duh.
Enough.
That's when you bust out the Rumple Mints for the mouthwash in the morning. Hello? What do you think, I'm an amateur?
I fireball in my freezer. I got you.
Fireball is nasty. Mm-hmm. I had too much fireball in my day.
In your day? Are you fucking serious? In your day?
I'm antique, remember?
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, according to one of my brothers from another mother, I'm antique, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yar.
I am officially old.
Right.
So, my birthday. So we got to talk about my birthday, because my birthday is coming up June 6th.
I know.
I'm having a party at my house on June 4th, which I think everybody should just come to. I don't give a shit if you're not from my state. You should come to my state and join on my party, because I have 7 acres.
Mm-hmm.
I will have ATVs, four-wheelers. We can do guns in the afternoon before we drink. But there will be five kegs, not one or two, five. There will be three bands performing on my property and a DJ.
Awesome.
I think so.
You should add in pudding wrestling.
Pudding wrestling.
Yeah.
Why don't we do Jell-O wrestling?
Okay.
I'm allergic to chocolate. I mean, it would only be normal to not have pudding, and I'm lactose intolerant, so
okay.
Jell-O wrestling.
Jell-O it is?
I've gained some wrestling.
Okay, but I'm...
And there will be sleeping bleed.
There will what?
There will be slip-in bleeds. You know, the slip-in slide. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a, you know, pool. And we can all just get fucked up and have fun. And you can tent on my property. Totally cool with it. Pick a piece of grass. Find a place. Oh. Fuck yeah.
back in.
If we're gonna do it, we gotta do it right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm game.
Okay.
There'll be all kinds of bad decisions made that weekend.
Why do I have
as long as my house doesn't get burned down.
Huh?
As long as my house doesn't get burned down, I'm good.
Absolutely not.
And we have the 4-foot by 4-foot bonfire pit.
Cool.
Which the other half of my couch should be in the fire pit by that time, because I'm buying a new one.
Nice.
Yeah, bad decisions are going to be had.
I love that you're pre-planning it.
Dude, I've been planning my birthday for a while. Yeah, so speaking of the AOW, I was going to, like, we were talking, me and one of my sisters were talking about having, like, this huge party at my house and having, like, the whole AOW fam come up here. And then all of a sudden, our reunion's going to be 2 weeks after my birthday. So I'm like, God damn it, there goes my fun.
Why does that wreck your fun?
Because everyone could come up here, but everyone's saving money to go down there.
Oh. Do both. My knee hurts. Me.
Oh, man. So how long are we on tonight?
Well, we only have 2 minutes left. So the person if you want to give anybody a shout out or whatever or talk about anything.
Well, speaking of shout outs, we at Cool Chick Radio and I'm not sure how I should approach this one, but I myself from the AOW, the Cynical Saints from Wisconsin are going to be doing a veteran. We're giving back to those who served. So what we're doing is we are throwing on a concert. We were asked to help with a concert to throw one together. So I did my usual duties that I do. And so far we have Sin 7, we have Fixated, we have Numb the Sense, we have Ashes from Stone, and Digital Homicide are all coming up to the Eagle's Nest, which is a place for veterans that were homeless and or are homeless and have PTSD, anxiety, and depression, and they're getting help for all of their needs. And we're going to go up there and raise money for the Eagle's Nest to help veterans who serve our country or who are in the service or out of the service. So, we're putting together a concert to raise money for them, and it's not just a concert, it's an all-day thing. There's going to be kids' games, there's going to be a biker rally, and food, and fun, and junk on June 18th, up in Brainerd, Minnesota. So, you look for the events on Facebook, and follow us, and like us, and share us. Bam! I did it all in one sentence.
Good job, because we got like 30 seconds left. So you know what
I
think? People, they need to make sure they find Cool Chick Radio and Tenacity Radio on social media, because we like to be liked, we like to be shared, but only on social media, because social media is the only like to be shared, because if you try and share us in public, we will punch you in the junk. Everybody have a good night, and we'll see you next week. Peace.